other, but she has yet to visit. For NPR News, I'm Kayvon Antonio Haidari in Miami.
This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Two 18-year-old men are being held in connection with a shooting outside a popular Lawrence bar that left one man dead and a teenager injured. Police were called to the Hawk, also known as the Jayhawk Cafe, shortly before 2 a.m. yesterday morning, where an 18-year-old was pronounced dead at the scene. A 16-year-old male was hospitalized in critical condition. The Lawrence Journal-World has identified the suspects. Datron Lamont Daniels of Shawnee was arrested on suspicion of first-degree murder, attempted second-degree murder, and aggravated assault. Caden Carl Ralph Clem of Atchison was arrested on suspicion of felony murder and aggravated assault. They're being held without bond at the Douglas County Correctional Facility. The Kansas Highway Department and the Kansas Department of Transportation have launched a new safety campaign for drivers traveling through blowing dust and high winds. Kaylin Moore has this report.
After a dust storm in northwest Kansas caused a 70-car pileup that killed 8 people, the Transportation Department is reminding Kansas drivers of safety protocols. Dust storms often occur from December to April. These sudden, quote-unquote, brownout conditions increase the likelihood of multi-vehicle crashes. In a video, Kansas Highway Patrol Trooper Todd Heilman says, sometimes it's just best to avoid the roads.
And if the wind's already howling, maybe today's just a good day to stay home.
If caught in a dust storm, Heilman reminds drivers to pull off the road completely, turn off all your lights, and set the brake and stay buckled until it clears. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at WTGrantFoundation.org. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
Partly sunny skies with highs in the lower 40s today. We've got a chance of flurries and sprinkles. Windy conditions with winds from the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. They'll shift to the northwest this afternoon. Gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. Partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the single digits. It's 18 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
A federal ban on sports betting. So how has sports betting grown since then? Tomorrow on Morning Edition, host A. Martinez talks with journalist Danny Funt about his new book, Everybody Loses. Tune in on the radio or by telling your smart speaker to play NPR. You're listening to NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. That's coming up at 9:40 here on KPR. Skies are clearing, becoming mostly sunny, highs today in the lower 40s. Winds from the south, they'll switch to the northwest with gusts up to 35 miles per hour today. It's 21 degrees in Manhattan, 18 in Lawrence.
I'm Windsor Johnston with these headlines.
NPR has not independently verified these deaths. Families of several victims have linked the deaths to extreme work pressure. India's Election Commission denies that claim. Instead, it highlights efforts like organizing a dance class for election officials during their break to help them de-stress. But experts say the problem runs deeper.
They are not asked about their work burdens. They are commanded into work.
Yamini Iyer is the former president of the think tank Center for Policy Research in New Delhi.
In some senses, what we are seeing today is heightened consequence of the pathologies of our politics that is pushing these processes with limited transparency, limited information, and absolutely no power given to the frontline officers who are charged with doing this.
India's Supreme Court has now directed states to deploy extra staff. And under pressure, the Election Commission doubled the pay for booth-level officers from nearly $70 to the current $135. And added special cash incentives for top performers. But for workers like Sharma, the biggest challenge remains public cooperation.
Of 100% of the voters, I go to verify their identities. Only 20% are taking this exercise seriously. What kind of work are we really doing?
For now, the verification drive continues as India races to upgrade its voter list for 500 million people ahead of crucial state elections later this year. For NPR News, I'm Devina Gupta in Noida, in India.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Governor Laura Kelly gave her eighth and final State of the State address last week. Bob Beatty of Washburn University, Michael Smith of Emporia State University, and Tim Carpenter of the Kansas Reflector sat down with me last week to talk about what looks different this time around.
What was different is this sort of feeling of an ending and maybe a little more, the legislature seemed a little nicer because in previous State of the States, oh boy, you could sort of feel it was tense when she'd mentioned a number of things. And she purposely, I think, did not mention a lot of issues just because she wanted to keep that. We joked, oh, that must be the anti-civility caucus that will be holding hearings this session. I mean, you're right. It's so ingrained after 8 years to not want to give the governor, in this case, the opposition party, any victory, even when there's a great idea to stand and applaud for it, that even with civility, there was most of the Republicans would not stand.
That's political scientist Bob Beatty of Washburn University and Michael Smith of Emporia State University, along with Tim Carpenter, who covers politics for the Kansas Reflector. Along with Rebecca Chung of KSNT, they sat down with me last week to talk about Governor Laura Kelly's eighth and final State of the State address. You can hear a longer version of our conversation and Governor Kelly's State of the State address in its entirety on today's Prairie Journal. That's at 11 o'clock this morning on KPR 1, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. That's in just about 1 minute on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting a screening of the documentary Unbroken, featuring Free State Festival founder Malo Angel and director Beth Lane, January 22nd at 6 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour is celebrating 30 years on the air with an anniversary weekend of live music, cocktail parties, and more. Join us February 27th and 28th here in Lawrence. From live music by Nutty and Exotica Cocktail to mixology seminars and more. Check out the full schedule and tickets at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got clearing skies, highs today near 41 degrees, a chance of flurries and sprinkles in our forecast for today. It's 19 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from who has supported the First Amendment right of freedom of religion. More at au.org. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's This Old House Radio Hour. We've also got the latest news from NPR coming up in just a minute. Stay with us here on Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, providing community education and events such as repair clinics that promote a circular economy for a more sustainable future. Details at fullcirclesustainability.org.
Looks like our skies have mostly cleared, becoming mostly sunny today, highs in the lower 40s. Cold temperatures overnight tonight with lows around 9 degrees. Partly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the mid-20s. This is KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. If you've ever moved and thought there has to be a better way, there is. From Elliston APM, American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm Jen Largis. The secrets movers wish you knew before they showed up.
We get so many people that just say, oh, I made it easy. I've put all my stuff in trash bags, but you're moving and you're throwing out stuff left and right. No one's going to know on move day if that's a bag of trash.
Some houses shelter us. Others change the way we see the world. Author Susan Orlean restores a mid-century masterpiece.
We found old photographs of the house and realized that there was beautiful wood underneath and that Schindler had not wanted it painted.
Wallpaper is back and it's easier than you think. The DIY you've been avoiding just got simpler. We'll tell you how. All this plus we're answering your home improvement questions at 877-864-7460. Coming up right after the break.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Troops from the Army's 11th Airborne Division in Alaska are preparing to deploy to Minnesota after President...
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got 40 more minutes of This Old House Radio Hour, and then stay with us at 11 o'clock, it's Prairie Journal. We'll be walking through Governor Kelly's State of the State Address with analysis from Bob Beatty of Washburn University, Michael Smith, Emporia State University, Tim Carpenter, who writes for the Kansas Reflector, and Rebecca Chung of KSNT. That's coming up at 11 o'clock on A Prairie Journal here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 10:19. This is KPR.
This Old House Radio Hour.
To feel that the house is sort of conveying the experience of human emotion is something really special.
That's next on This Old House Radio Hour from Elliast and APM.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. We've got 20 more minutes of This Old House Radio Hour coming up. Our skies are clearing, mostly sunny this afternoon, highs in the lower 40s. We still have a chance of flurries and sprinkles throughout the day. Cold temperatures overnight tonight with lows around 9 degrees, wind chill values between 7 and 3 below tonight. It's 20 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Our show is distributed by and co-produced by Elliast Studios and APM, American Public Media. This Old House Radio Hour was created and produced by Ember 20. Listen to new episodes of the podcast every Tuesday on your app of choice. You can follow This Old House on all the socials at This Old House, all one word. We'll see you next week. This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next, it's Prairie Journal. Today on the Prairie Journal, we'll hear Governor Kelly's State of the State address and analysis. That's just ahead here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming acapella
curtain bills. And so you have a lot of expediency occurring in the State House. And you know what's lost in that is this camaraderie about doing things that are right for the state of Kansas. And it just boils down to what's right for my reelection campaign. And I think, you know, as Laura Kelly, somebody who never lost an election, she can now point to these things that are about, I think, really at the part of her content of her character. And she lived her politics this way. And she looks across the aisle and sees some real bullies and real people that she's encountered in the State House that she won't miss. And so I think sometimes she's learned the lessons of partisanship, and she just wanted to say that out loud as she walked out the door.
Today on Prairie Journal, we're walking through Governor Laura Kelly's final State of the State address with Tim Carpenter of the Kansas Reflector, Bob Beatty of Washburn University, Michael Smith of Emporia State University, and Rebecca Chung of KSNT. I'm Kay McIntyre. We'll have more of Governor Kelly's speech and analysis coming up on Prairie Journal right after this. Live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Prairie Journal on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. Mostly sunny skies for this afternoon, are high expected in the low 40s. Winds from the northwest gust up to 35 miles per hour. It's 30 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR. Welcome back to Prairie Journal. I'm Kay McIntyre.
This is the location of Bleeding Kansas that sparked the war that divided our nation. We faced grasshopper plagues, ice storms, prairie fires, tornadoes, and the Dust Bowl. But Kansas remains undefeated. We dust ourselves off and we confront our problems head on, and we carry on. To the stars through difficulties isn't just a motto. It's who we are. Republicans in the State House remain committed to having your back and putting the policies in place that help us excel as a state. But it's not the elected officials who make Kansas great. It's the farmers, engineers, aviation innovators, teachers, soldiers, skilled laborers, techies, small business owners, and cowboys. It's the people. And the people of Kansas will excel as long as the government stays out of their way. That is truly the better way. God bless you, your families, and God bless the free state of Kansas.
That's Dan Hawkins, Speaker of the House, with the Republican response to Governor Laura Kelly's final State of the State address. I'm Kay McIntyre. Prairie Journal is a production of Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's 105 Live with your host, Nick Carswell. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, providing community education and events such as repair clinics that promote a circular economy for a more sustainable future. Details at fullcirclesustainability.org. Do join us next week for Prairie Journal when we'll talk to the fine folks at Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka. That's next week on a Prairie Journal. Celebrate 30 years of music that's shaken, not stirred, when KPR presents the Retro Cocktail Hour 30th Anniversary Weekend. Join us February 27th and 28th for the Jet Setter Jazz of Nutty, plus Exotica Cocktail, performing the music of Martin Denny and Les Baxter. You can find a complete schedule and ticket information at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly sunny skies this afternoon with highs in the lower 40s. We still have a chance of flurries, maybe some sprinkles today. Cold temperatures tonight with lows around 9 degrees. Wind chill values between 7 degrees and 3 below tonight. It's 30 degrees in Lawrence, 33 in Topeka. This is KPR.